Who does not need help from the Lord? Tell me. Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We cover with your wisdom and knowledge from heaven. Lord, let her glow in your way because you're Jehovah. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for the gift that was in her. Lord, we pray that, Lord, she will grow in a different way. In Jesus' name I pray and I believe. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Say hi to your neighbor. Hallelujah. Say hi to your neighbor. I don't care who is near you. If you don't have anybody, say hi to your empty chair, because it's your work to invite somebody for that chair. So if you don't have anybody on your chair, just want to say hi, because you need to have one. Amen. You know what I say? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Whenever we come to church, we don't come for funeral. We come in the presence of mighty God. Amen. George, you know we miss you. I don't know why, but okay. But we miss you. Oh, long time, man. We love you, George. Amen. We love George. Do you love George? You know what I say? Even you try to hate me, you can't. That is, I know that. You go and try to plan from today to hate me, you can't. Because I know your name, I'll pray for you. I'm going to bless you. So somebody blessing you and praying for you, how can you hate him? You try. You can't. Amen. Thank you for my brothers, my sister. You see this, our sister here? They came in Bible study. Let me tell you, when you see people quiet, don't talk a lot. They have a lot. They have a lot. Amen. Thank you for how you shared with us Bible study. We were blessed by you. Amen. This weekend Bible study was almost the whole church. I don't know where they are now. There are many. We were over 24 going up. Amen. And let me say, we see God. We see the power of the Holy Spirit. We see not the knowledge, not understanding, not even what. It's only God. We humble ourselves. We enter ourselves. Then the Holy Spirit take praise in our spirit to let us understand the word of God. That's only the secret. Nothing else. Amen. This morning there was a song that says, prepare. Why do you forget so fast? Oh, thank you, brother. Prepare the way of the Lord. Number one, you know Jesus Christ is our King. And a king always has, in the kingdom there's a loyal. So we are a loyal priesthood according to the word of God, preparing the way of the King when he is coming. Amen. I remember one time when my grandson got lost, and immediately, I don't know whether Purity or Pastor called and said, one of them said, we are coming. Oh, let me tell you, I tried to prepare that small room there. I tried to go to bed to make sure it's ready, bathroom, within 1 hour, everything was in order. And I forgot something in the kitchen. Praise God for Fine and Purity, they came to make it. Because I was trying, I was late. I wish I knew. I think you need to understand what I'm going to say this morning. You need to prepare the way because the King is coming. There is work we need to do as members of the body of Christ, for that when he comes, he will know that he is coming. He is coming to the church that is ready. Amen. You know. Let me say this. I don't say this because I'm proud. I just don't say because that's how I am. You know, not only even back home. If you say I want to be in church at 10, I'm late. I don't have that freedom. It's like I have seen. That is me. You say, you know, 10? And what am I doing right now in the house? Whether I was working or not, but that is a promise. Because the board, the church, the pastors say that we're going to start our service at 11. That means even heaven witness with that we're going to start at 11. Why? Because when we are one, when we are together, we can make and we can prepare the way of the Lord. If we come at that time, we'll be there. You understand what I mean? Amen. As believers in Christ, we are born again. Am I right? If you are not born again, make sure you are going to be born again before you go home. That is number one. Miracle number one is that one. That we must be born again. We must know Christ as our personal Savior. Because He is the way, yeah, and the life. He is the bridge. You can't go to God unless you go through Christ. You can't know God through Muhammad. No way. I do tell people He is dead. And He was married 11 wives. And the last wife was called Adija. So we know even His wives. Jesus Christ is only the one who knew no sin. He was righteous. He was made sin so that you and me, we can be the righteousness of God. We have right. You know, it's not like those days that when pastor in Old Testament, if we could stand and start praying, nobody could say anything. Quiet. Because it's only one person, high priest, was allowed just to intercede for us. But today you are high. You yourself, you are priest. You are priest. Whenever you start, call Father, He is there to hear for you. And don't let those condemnation of the devil, all the things that you did 2,000 years ago, 300, I don't know how old you are, still coming in your mind. Declare no. Amen. We need to prepare the way. Let me ask a question. If today, and I'm telling you the truth, leave about Obama, the senator of Dallas, Texas, called Pastor Tony and says, Pastor Tony, next Sunday I want to visit your church. He's only a senator. And mind you, he might be not born again. But he is coming. You're going to see that day everybody even cleaning this, Nothing you get in the church, I want you to see how it is. Even back home, you see, like, even president says that on Saturday, oh my God, that day even you can't pray. And let me tell you the truth. Even the president says, are you passing your house, Mama Caro, heading to Austin? What are you talking about? You expect Mama Caro to come to that Saturday on church, even me, not only Mama, even you, you'll not come. You'll be everywhere to make sure the president, when he comes, everything is ready. These are human beings. These are human beings. What about King of Kings, Lord of Lords? Jehovah God who have created you. When He is coming, you know Jesus said this word. When I come, am I going to find faith? Have you seen that word? Am I going? But praise God, because the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is on our side to make us that what we're going to do, we're going to make it. Hallelujah. Let me preach. We have 20 minutes. I'm sorry, because after one, everybody. We were having a meeting, Pastor is aware about that. Sunday evening, some brothers and they said, and sisters, after service, we want to be praying there in the church for 1 hour. When people are drinking tea and doing everything, pray for 1 hour. So, it's good. Amen? Let me tell you one thing. I don't give those prophecies. I'm not. You never had me one. Never in life. Even God told me something or no. Because God is God of law. His word is law. When He says that I'm going to create man in my likeness, in my image, those were words from His mouth, and it was raw. He created man the way He said. Amen. He is not other of confusion. What He says, does it. And you not repent because of His word. That's why even you can pray for 10 years, 15 years, God speak with me. God, He will not. Because when He's going to say something, He'll make sure that He's going to fulfill what He said. That is the God we serve. But many times, because of my mind and thinking, and sometimes I dream some dreams, I come, open my mouth, God have said, I wait. Light somewhere, that's what the Bible says, light and wait where there is God. If the word is not fulfilled, that is not God. That was from you or from me. Hallelujah. Do you still love me? You know, you are looking like if you get me, I can be in problem. Please love me. I love you, brothers. You know, here you can look face, you say, the way that guy is looking at me, if we get time, we're going to get my neck. But I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. The work of believers. That's what I'm going to say this morning. The work of believers in the church. Number one, I'm going to say this. God believes in local churches. That's why I'm a member in ACC as long as I'm here. Because God knows that I need to be under somebody. It doesn't matter how knowledge I have, how wisdom I have, but I need to be under somebody, because without somebody, I'll be having a spirit of vagabond. Get me right? Okay, let me put like this way. Okay, let me give example with my sister, because she will not hate me. She loved me. Amen. Now, Sister Hilda, Sister Noel was calling Pastor Tony in the morning, whether it's Sunday or whatever. Why was she calling? She's a grown-up. She's working. She has a family. She has everything. Why did she call? She called because of her spiritual life. She is connected herself. She has given herself to be under somebody to take care of her spiritual life. Hallelujah. And because of that, and you have declared that, get my message right. We have not talked with Pastor Tony what I'm going to preach. I'm not of that type. It's me, amen? It might be even a different message that I was having. It already changed. But the fact remains, as we, as the member of the body of Christ, and these are part of the body of Christ, ECC is not the whole body. It's like a finger in the body or a nail. It's a part of the body of Christ, because the body of Christ is worldwide. Amen? As the body of Christ, you know, if you had this, the pinky, the smallest thing, here, the whole body will be a mess. You can see me walking like this, and I don't have peace. The same thing with the body of Christ. If one of us is weak, the whole church is weak. Believe me or not, if I mess today, the whole church, everybody was saying, not Wilson, that church of ECC, everybody there is a prostitute, is anything. And it's not the church I've done, it's me. And that's what the Bible says, we take care of one another. If you love me, tell me, Wilson, stop this, we are going to heaven. Ah, I know you don't have that boldness. Please, even if it is Pastor Julius, call me slowly, Wilson. You know, when you preach, you are preaching like you don't know what you're doing. Do this. I will listen. Tomorrow I'm going to pray, and I told God, Holy Spirit, help me to change my preaching. It doesn't matter when I stand here, I can say anything. I am under you. You are the bosses. Who is preaching here is a servant. Get me the light. You see the way you're sitting down, holding your toe, and you're very good like that guy to call Tony. Look the way he is sitting. Because he is the boss, I'm the one serving to him. And if I'm serving to him, he need also to serve me in something in the church. Praise God for the worship team. Praise God for worshiping. And we pray for them to continue. And God continue to anoint them. Let them be the best worshipers in this state. Yesterday, I tell you, Brother Julius can be my witness. When they were there in front of everybody. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, everybody. Continue to pray that. Thank you for the worship. It was, even you could feel there is God in them. You did not ask anybody. You know, everybody was looking, George and where do they come from in the Hilda's ministry? And let me tell you, because they know their God, oh my God, everybody was saying, oh, this is not unbelievable. I was sitting down there, and even one Nigerian pastor, he called me, asked me, do you know those guys, Wilson? I told them, yeah, they are members of our church. What? You know, that I feel good, you know. And you know, I can say, you know, I'm a pastor there, you know. What are you talking about? Amen. You know, even your house, you go to your house, you have everything, and you see it, and somebody comes, is this your house really? Is this how you are? You feel, oh yeah, this is my house. Even you don't want to say a lot of words. That's what I do. I say, yeah, they are members of our church, and that guy called George is from Cuba. You know, I try to explain to them the other guy called Israel. That's a wonderful man. If I tell you where he come from, you can't believe it. You know, we start sharing about them. There's other Veronica is from Caribbeans. Yes, she's an anointed lady from somewhere. You know, what I want you to see, they are taking their part. They are doing what they have in their spirit. What about you and me? Are we here just not to watch what they are doing? You have something to do in the church. Huh? You have something to do in the ministry. You know, just a prayer God will give you. Like me coming, I'm vacuuming here. That is not, I don't care. I'll come and I do it. What is going to happen with my hand? I'll do it. Because I feel that is good to me. Nobody command me to do that. Not pastor, but inside me. I feel if it is screen, I know God, even when they worship and they lay down, they will not breathe. You know, their breathing will be, you know, you feel that. And that time you speak with other tongues when you are doing that. Because there is something coming from your spirit. Unless we start, because there is something going, God is going to do here. We have prayed enough. And this is time for God to come and let us know that now I'm with you. Yeah, we have prayed. And we are still going, we're going to continue praying. But let me tell you, there is fire. There is something coming, amen? You better be prepared. There is something coming. And when God starts doing something, if you are not ready, you'll be suspecter. You just are watching, say, what is going on? You better be in and move with us. Huh? There's anointing. Hallelujah. You know, I remember that lady called Lorraine, our sister there. I had somebody give her a Kenyan name. I don't know who, but Jerry, our sister Jerry. Yeah, and somebody give her a good name. She's called Jerry nowadays. And we need to let the husband know now she's no longer Lorraine. She's Jerry in a special way. Amen. Under the anointing. You know the way she came here? Let me tell you, brothers, we see miracles every day, but because I don't know whether we are blinded, we don't recognize. Nobody brought that sister here. Nobody invited her here except the Holy Spirit. She said, I have come here to check what is going on here, period. When she came, she found that true worshipers are here. She said, I'll not go anywhere else. I'm here. She is our member. She don't come 3 days and she is one of our members. Look the way she is doing. Because she came to realize, as a member, I have something I can do in the body. She is full time there. What about me and you? You know another preacher. You're going to like this. I know this preacher. He was like rebellious spirit. He was coming, sitting down. The pastor, he could not let him preach, nothing else. Then he went to pastor's office and asked, Pastor, you know what? I'm going. Why? Me, I don't have time to mess the chair, my pants, and everything. I mess everything, then after law, I walk naked. I'll go and preach. He went out. That is not the right idea I want to. That is not the good, you know. You understand? You need to use wisdom. Amen? If you can, you know, preaching, I think is not the calling. Everybody can preach. Even Paul says, don't be all teachers. Have you seen that scripture? Don't be all teachers. I can be praying. Yeah? You can be doing this. The other one can be doing this. We come together because of the work of the minister. That anointing, let me tell you, we'll move and we're going to do great things. The work of believers. Oh, my God, the time is gone. Amen. Number one, a believer, he or she have to love his enemy. That is a part of your life. That is not something that you're going to pray. Who is your enemy? And why do you make me your enemy instead of devil? If it is the devil and you know it's the devil, why did Mama Noel gonna mess with me? I hate her. Even I can't sit together with her in the same chair. If I come, look, the way they do. If you come, you can, hallelujah. You see, Mama Carlo, then you come on this side and you start jumping and singing. Why? If you know it's the devil, why don't you deal with the devil and release your sister to you? Hallelujah. Love your enemies. Those who are used by the devil to be your enemies, love them. If the devil is the enemy, the Bible does not say love the devil. Love your enemies. You see somebody, this one, even it's only Jesus who can change him or her. Now the thing is, it's only the love of God. You know, it's only God make us to be the way we are. Some of us even could not love anybody. Without Jesus, you remember very well, you could not sleep. Somebody could do something something minor. The whole night, talking, who is he? Who do you think? The whole night. And he just only made something very small. The whole night, and you say, if I could be having my hell, I could put him there. But praise God, because you don't have power to put somebody in hell. Love the work of the believers, the work of born-again Christians. Number one is to love their enemies. Unless you love them, they will lose and go to hell. We are here to, look here, we go to town, or we go to ghettos and all these places. We just go and preach gospel. If you believe, if you repent, you can come to the kingdom. If you know what they are doing, you could not preach it. But we preach because we love them. We want them to come from the power of the darkness and come to the power of Jesus Christ. Amen? That is number one. Number two, be united. The first one was, I will not read all these scriptures. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. I don't have time. That is number one. Love your enemies. Number two, I said, be in unity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. Get me right. Me and you, and this, whether it's my family, even myself, I do say this one. And the same thing I was preaching yesterday, that you have to agree with your spirit, with your mind, and with your body before you open your mouth and say something. You need to have agreement in yourself so that when you start praying, you know that you know this one will work. Many people, they don't have agreement. You start praying, say the word, great word, I'm a more than conqueror. Something happened, you say, oh, you see the one who says more than a conqueror. He is learning like Kipchoge. He is so fast. And the same person said, I'm a more than a conqueror, God is on my side. You have to have that agreement who you are. Then when you go to the Word of God, already you are connected. You understand what I mean? You get me? Amen? That is 1 Corinthians 1:10. No, this we can't finish. The other thing, I'm going to jump so many. Suffer to keep peace. Forget about that. The most important thing is that one I'm going to give me 10 minutes. Stand fast in sound doctrine. Stand fast in sound doctrine. This is something the church completely have forgotten. Sound doctrine is one of the foundation of the church of Christ. Without sound doctrine, I'm telling you, we are not going anywhere. And that's why you see somebody or outsiders, they can speak against that church. It's not against church, it's against we. Our walk, what we say, whom we fellowship with, and where are we hooked. You know, it is very, very important to know if I walk with Wilson, number one, Wilson going to direct me to pray. Number two, Wilson going to tell me, like, why can't we go to church to pray? If I walk with brother so-and-so, number one, he has to open the Bible and we're going to share the word. You get me? But if I go with so-and-so at long last, I'm going to fight this myself, dancing those old, the one person was, those, I don't know to remember that, man. Those old songs that we were hooked to day and night, you know. And, you know, let me tell you, Jesus is Lord, amen? Jesus is Lord. Me, the way I see these young ones and singing here, you know, in my deep spirit what I see, it is better for them to sing and dance here than to go and dance somewhere at night. So when you don't let your children come and dance here openly, they will hide themselves and they go dance at night. Let them dance in front of us so that we can have testimony. They were dancing and we were there. Instead of going somewhere, they're going to dance. And sometimes they might be naked anyway. I'm sorry to say that. But here, we know they are here. Sound doctrine. To be the right place at the right time. To be where you want to be. I think you understand what I mean. Nowadays, if we open our spirit and we see how the church is, we are here. Thank God because you are not many. It is good to be 5 or 10, but to go to heaven than to be 2,000 and we are not going anywhere. Yeah? It is better even to be 2. I know that if Jesus comes today, I'll be with him. Then to be 5, when he comes, you doubt yourself. Am I going or not? You know, there are some people you can knock their door at night, you know, we go knocking. Yeah, are you there? Yeah, this is Wilson. I want to ask you, are you saved? I'm not sure. It is better to know even when you are sleeping and you get up, truly I am saved, I'm born again, and if Jesus comes today, I'll go to heaven. No doubt about that. Wherever I am, it doesn't matter what the people they will say, but you know that wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm born again. Because this is life. Brothers and sisters, this is life. King Jesus, his name was called King Jesus. And remember when he went back to heaven, he said this word, the same Jesus. He don't say the same Jesus Christ. Now I give you another headache, but it's good you go and read that one. He said the same Jesus whom you have seen. He went, then he left Christ, God in us. Jesus was the body, Christ was God. So we are not only joking. It's God in us. And that's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, that this is the body of the living God. And if anybody try to destroy this body, God will come and destroy you. You mess. give your body drugs, anything. God is coming very soon. He's going to give you warning. He'll come and destroy you. Because this is the body of the Holy Spirit. If this is the body of God, can you look how careful you are going to take of that body? Can you see how even when you are alone, when you're in the house, whatever, wherever you are, you have to make sure this body is not mine. It belongs to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bogo and the wife. Thank you because they went. These brothers, they are great. They are with my family last week, you know. They know my family better than me because last week they were there. Oh, that's a blessing. God bless you. And when you give me that testimony, they are still living a good life. I love that. Amen. And when you say that, I continue praying for them. And biting and destroying each and every work of the devil. Those demons try lying spirit, you know, raising a spirit. You know it's a spirit. Do you know that? Do you know that you can wake up in the morning and last night you are there with your wife? We said this in Bible study, you remember? And you are happy, you ate very good. In the morning, you're not happy. And you don't want to see anybody. And the child called you, say, shut up! And nobody have talked with you. I'm talking to people that I know that's what happened. Sometimes you don't know what's going on. You go to the office in the morning, everybody, you don't want to talk with anybody. And nothing has happened. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. And that's why you see, before you get out from your door, make sure, whether it's 10 or 15 minutes, stand somewhere and pray. And if it's good, remember me. If you can remember me, it's okay. Amen. Pray for yourself. Claim favor with God and with the people. Huh? Favor. To have favor. The way Jesus grew up, he was having favor with God and with the people. So that even when he opened his mouth, they could receive and say, where does this guy get his words? The same thing today. Our walk is very important. Our body is very important as the spirit is important. Do you know we don't have another body? Do you have another body somewhere? So if you mess this one, you can go and get the other one. You tell me. You know, you look things, you say, God, what are they doing? If their eyes can be enlightened, and see, you mess with this body, you mess with your mind, and you don't have a mind. And that mind is only attacked by cancer one day, you are no longer a human being. And we have seen that. Then I mess with this body. Let me try to keep it well, because it's good. Amen? This body is smart. Try to buy a good clothes for your body. This is, I'm talking about this body. Try, you know, like women make your hair good and, you know, you don't have another body. Try to make body up in the morning and you speak with your body in the morning. Many people, they don't speak with their body. They just don't move and go. Go to the mirror and tell you, listen to me, Kabu. I want you to know this in the mirror. Me is me. That's what I do. This is a part of growing. Remember the last message on Sunday, the way Pastor was preaching. We need to grow. You can't be stagnant. You can't stay there through your life. You can't say, I will not do it. Just coming and sitting down 7 days. 52 Sundays a week. 1, 2, 10 years. There's something. Have you ever seen those children who are born, they grow under their head? Have you ever witnessed? Well, you're going to look, you start crying. Because the other body is not growing under the head. I saw one, I say, God, what is going on? Under the head. Do you want to grow under the head? You don't want to grow anywhere, spiritual head? Come here. You go to the mirror in the morning because you look, you are a man, you had. No, there's no one ugly. There's no human being who is alive in the world ugly. No. Some people say, she look ugly. It's you. She's not ugly. You, the one who sees she's ugly, you are the one who is ugly. She, to her, she is beautiful. Yeah? You go to the mirror after putting your shirt and tie and say, now you, Wilson, listen. And you're serious, no joke. Because this is what I do. You must obey the word of God. You must be aligned with the word of God. That body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And you are preaching to yourself. Because when you're in the mirror, you can see yourself. So you are preaching to that guy, although it's your spirit. Then now, I don't want you to be late in the church. This behavior, I don't want it anymore. Listen, you are too coming too much, you guy. Now you are speaking to yourself. After that, two Sundays, three Sundays, you see yourself at the right time. Because it is faith. It works. Huh? You can't stay one line like this through your life. You have to change. When you are driving, speak to your spirit. You get negative report, say no in the name of Jesus. My mind, be right with the word of God. Now you are like crazy. Because you need to stay like that so that you can pray prayer the way of the Lord. Without that, we are not going anywhere. We'll be jumping from here to the other place. If this church is preaching to holiness, oh, let me look. Where are they not preaching holiness? You start planning. No, planning is you to be changed because God loves you and he wants you to be in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Me, I love somewhere. Somebody going to warn me. Wilson, stop this. I might not eat that day. Who do you think Pastor Tony is? Don't he look my age? It's okay. It's okay. Be mad, but at long last, you'll be okay. After that bitterness, you come to yourself, you say, Lord, I want to come to heaven. And this is the life. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Amen. Let me ask a question. Before, oh my God. Okay. It has come like prayer. Do you know how many people go for prayer? Not only here, go to every church. Go to every church. I don't speak about ECC. The smallest meeting in the church is prayer. The smallest meeting is prayer. And prayer, people, they don't want to be tired. People, they don't want to kneel down. And praise God, because in America we have a carpet. Back home, I remember those that when we started, you could kneel down with your black pants, and you could have those things the whole week, and still you could kneel down. I remember one day we could go for overnight with those dust and the drums. Nobody could cough because of the dust. The whole night we are there, and the morning you could see God. Look here now with the carpet, with a good car. Gideon has his own car, the wife the car, the son the car, they all meet at the church. You see what God has done until we are still not believing what he has done. Tell me. Okay, sometimes I see America is good because like Tony has three cars and he is here. He don't boast himself. You know what I mean is this. I don't say he is all, but you see what God is doing, we need also to say yes. You know, God is not out of confusion. He can't bless you then so that you can stop not going to his church. If it is like that, I say, let it go. God brings a good one. Yeah? Prayer. Amen? This is the work of believers. Do you know, as the pastor said last Sunday, in the whole Bible, and I want somebody to let me see, because I'm not a good leader in the Bible, you know, we have those who understand better, you know, to let me know where there was a group of prayers, where there was a, in the church was selected a group that will be praying while others will be sleeping, intercessors. Seeing as they are there, seeing as you know my voice and Veronica's voice, Mine, I can leave people, then I look back, nobody. But if Veronica can start singing, everybody, they are coming. But they hear Wilson say, oh, let us try it another day. But intercessors, prayers, not one, is the whole church. If you come to the kingdom, you come to the military of God, and you are in that army, and your work is to pray day and night. And that one, I can't say forgive me. That is right. And that's why Jesus said, pray without. The disciples went to him and he found him praying, that is Luke 11. And the way they listened to him, the way he was praying, this guy is praying different with a high priest and others. You know what they told Jesus? Lord, one of the disciples called Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. Go to Luke 11. Teach us how? He said, Father in heaven, if you go to that prayer, he was teaching them to come to the kingdom. Knowing the kingdom, we don't have time to go through that prayer. But you see, everybody, as you are born again in the kingdom, if it is men, you are there to stand for your family. You are the priesthood in that family. If you are wife, you are there to pray. Amen. This is the work of believers. This is our work. Amen. And one can chase how many demons? What about two? What about three? Thank you, Jesus. Because if you go to Deuteronomy 29:29, he said secret things unto God. And the one he let us know, you know, they are secret things in God. You go to Deuteronomy 29:29. It's like Eden. Nobody knows Eden where it is even now. But we think it was there, Iraq. You go and search in the Bible, then you let me where it was. Eden? I see now I'm messing up. Amen. Leave about Eden, leave about everything. But you see what I want to say is this. We know that, and we know, not if, we know we are born again. We know we are going to heaven. We know that we have to continue. It is better to be praying and stand when the fire of the Holy Spirit will come, you are in it. Because revival, you know, I don't want to use the word revival, although it is good, but there is something God is going to do very soon. And he has already started. Before, you could not hear anybody preaching about prayer. Yesterday we were there, you know, I was looking at Pastor Kingori's wife. I look at her, the way she's preaching. I said, if she could be in the meeting of women meeting, people could think that we shared before. Because we were exactly... I did not take long like that, but about to know the authority, the power that we have. Although the devil is there, is we. You know the importance of prayer? You have a child, and Pastor is in New York. Pastor Julius is in Washington or in Kenya. The other one has gone. Somebody you know is gone, and this is a child who is sick. The important to know prayer is that you are not going to wait, Pastor. You are not going to anybody. You're going to stand for yourself because you know something. That makes different. That makes different. I have given this testimony. My last born, who is now 16 years, I'll never forget that night. I went home from work. This boy is dying. Died completely. He was saying the last things. You know that voice of somebody going. Ask my wife, Mom, what do you want? First of all, we have to agree with her. You get me? That is me. Ask her, Mama, we call them mamas, eh? I call her name is Jane. Jane, what do you want? He asking me, what do you want? I told her, there's no time to argue. Tell me so that I look at her, I said, we're going to waste time here, and the devil is going to kill our son. I took my son. It was night. I went outside. I covered her with a blanket. We were having those tall maize, corns, you know, those cones. I went there. I was crazy. If you have seen somebody crazy, is me. Everybody, neighbors, they were out there. And we were in a very poor area. They could hear somebody saying, I say no. Devil, no. They get up. And I was there for 2 hours. Until I make sure he have changed how he was breathing. Then I say, now devil is my son. Listen, devil, it's like he was there, I'm here. Devil, you are not going to kill this. This is my blood. Then I went back home, sweating. You know, from outside, and you know it's cold, I was sweating everywhere. I told my wife, get the baby. I go to bed. Now he's 16. Because there is something we need to look and see, I'm going to rebel. You have that spirit of rebellious. You rebel the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter. Don't take it for granted. It's like you're fighting with somebody with a weapon. Where I work in hospital, there's a guy who came this week. This guy, it was on Friday. He came as a young man, and he was crying. Then I went to him. All the time I tried to talk with him. Ask, what is your name? Where do you come from? I come from Oklahoma, and I'm dying. I told him, you know, you're not going to die. He asked me, what is your name? Wilson. Are you sure I'm not going to die? Yeah. I'm sure you're not going to die. The first time, he told me, if you know what I'm going through, you could not say that. Can you tell me what is going through? He opened his chest. He says, these are two bullets. They came bullets, and they came from the other side all the way. I said, what happened? He said, is a man, my friend, I've been helping him. One day, I don't know what happened. He just took the gun and said, I want to see your blood. Two, down. This world. Let me tell you, when you heard you need to pray, sometimes you can pray. Because this guy, I was looking at him. Then he said, do you believe? I told her, yeah, I'm born again. And I know God is able. You know, they did him surgery, opened his lungs. You know, the lungs were affected by the bullet and all that. And his legs, you know. But I told him, the good thing is have faith. And I'll come, we talk with you. He was crying a lot. And I told you, I'll come. When I come back, I'll come, then we share with you. At least he can have that spirit of forgiveness. Because I look at his face, he's a white guy. He look at his face, it's like when he get healed, he'll fight a gun and go and kill the other guy. You know you can tell by looking the way somebody is. Why did he do me this? I told him. And he told me what? Let me not say that. Anyway, that's Holy Spirit say no. Okay, that one is heavy. But what I want you to see is, this man, unless he forgive, but he can't forgive unless he have the one to forgive in his spirit. That is Jesus Christ. We are in the kingdom, as I've said, the Bible says, when you go to pray, number one. No, listen here. Leave about going to Pastor Tony. Pastor Tony, forgive me. Here is another message that when you go to pray, forgive. Because we are human beings. Sometimes I don't want to see Julius and he has done nothing to me. Sometimes I don't want to see my brother alone. He has done nothing. But the Bible said, forgive so that your mind will be clean, your spirit will be clean before you have connect with your God, because he is holy and he forgive everybody. Through that, you're going to live a victorious life. Through that, you pray, you get your prayer answered. The problem, people, they don't have pray. It's because even when they pray, they don't give. They don't. You'll never get any answer. Are we together? The work of the believer. Amen. The work of the believer. Listen, get this word as we stand up. Psalms 138, verse 2 says, God magnify his word more than his name. Get it light. This is Jehovah God. When he say he will not forgive you, that is his word if you don't forgive. When you forgive, because people, they are Do you know even back home, I don't know about here, you can see somebody bitter through his life. Bitter. He don't want to see anybody. And he is born again, you know. And what the Bible says in Proverbs? That bitterness gets the marrow in their bone out. They dry. That bitterness dries the marrow in the bones. You can have that disease of pain, the whole body, because of bitter. You don't want to see anybody. No time you are happy. No time you enjoy yourself. No time when you're in the church, you are not happy. When you're in the house, you are the worst. When you are at work, you are poisonous. Nowhere. Bitterness operating is a spirit. Rebuke it. Resist it. Declare yourself you are free. And when you know that you are free, you're going to live a free life. Praise the Lord. This is the life that God called us to be. We stand. There's a lot of work in the body of Christ. Amen. Not one called. We are all called. Amen. You are all called. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. If you are called in the body, do what you want to do. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll say these words before we head up. If you are here. Me, everybody's called differently. There's power where you are. There's power in your life. The Bible says the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. That means Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, is in you. And he is the Alpha and Omega. He is Almighty God. He is the one who has redeemed us from the power of the darkness. And like today, we are in his kingdom. You stand, whether you are young, men, whether you are what. Praise God for the young guys that are coming, young people. Gideon and others who are coming for Bible study. They are growing. Let them grow when at home, everywhere. Let them have that word. Because the Bible says this. David says, I kept or I hide your word in my spirit that I should not sin. It's only the word that's going to help me. It's only the word that you have going to deliver you. It's only the word that you're going to have. You speak it and the things, you'll be there. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you sick? The word is here. He said his word and he healed them. Jesus Christ is the word. And by his stripes we were healed. Healing is a part, is a bread of the children of God. Get that light. Healing is not for the heathen. Healing is for the children of God. Healing belongs to us. Amen. Victory belongs to us. Peace is a part of our life. Hallelujah. And more than that, the love of God is in you. Amen. We are born of love. Not filial love, but agape love. God kind of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. You are God. Your word tells me for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to come and destroy the work of the devil. Father, I thank you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but the world to have life through him. Father, this morning I thank you because you are God. Because from beginning up today, you change us not. I pray for my brothers and my sisters. That Lord, the work that you have put in our spirit, I know that Lord, you're going to fulfill it in the name of Jesus. I bless your people. I cover them by the precious blood of Jesus. I speak this word, Lord, that open our eyes of understanding, that, Lord, we might know you in a different way. Reveal yourself unto our life because you are God. Father, I thank you and I bless you. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you for each and every one of us. We are blessed. We are healed. I pray, Lord, the whole of this week, your people gonna walk victorious. They are protected. They are blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray the joy of the Lord is their strength. Wherever they will go, in the mighty name of Jesus. In their houses, no spirit of divorce. I bind it and cast it. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Your people gonna live in unity because you are God. Father, I thank you because you have called us unto holiness. And you said, be holy because I'm holy. And have peace with everybody. This is your word. Lord, I start with your promises that, Lord, we're going to live a holy life because you are holy. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit. You are Paraclete, our help, our comforter, to do the will of God. Father, we thank you. We worship you, Lord. We magnify the holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed of thee. In Jesus' name I pray and I believe. Amen.